The recording got cut off, so we'll pick it up from where we left off on Mirma Amid Beis. So the Gemara is talking about a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara said, there's a dot, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 6 lines down. So explained on the previous recording. It just is that Rabbi Elazar says that when it comes to Shvias, to Peros Shvias, the produce of the year of Shvias, the seventh year in Eretz Yisrael, so the only way to remove Kedusha Shvias from the produce is what's called Derech Mekach. That you have to sell it, and then the money becomes Kadosh, and that's what's called Meschalel, the previous item. I mentioned before that in the Gemara will spell this out very clearly, that when it comes to the actual Peros Shvias, the produce that grows during Shvias, that can never actually be made chilul, it can never be made hallowed of its sanctity, it will always remain in its Kedusha. But when you transfer the Kedusha Shvias to something else, so then that you can be Mechalel onto something else, and you actually remove the Kedusha from the secondary item to the third item, and the third to the fourth, etc., etc. Now the question that the Gemara wants to know, the Machalikas, you know, Belaj and Rabbi Yochanan, is how exactly you have to do it in order to transfer the Kedusha. So according to Rabbi Elazar, Ein Shvias Mischalel Derech Mekach, the only way to transfer the Kedusha is through a sale. There has to be a transaction, there has to be two people involved, one person is selling, one person is purchasing, then the Kedusha will transfer from one thing to another. What's the opposite? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chilul, that there are two ways to do it. Yes, sale will work according to Rabbi Yochanan, but there's another way to do it, which is much more simple, which is referred to as Derech Chilul. Derech Chilul means to simply take away the Kedusha. You could call it pidia through a sort of redeeming it, but the idea is that you don't need anybody else. You just can be there with the two items and just verbally transfer the kedusha from one item to the other. The person says, "I'm being mechalel the kedusha from the shvius, from the peros shvius, the actual produce, onto the other item." So that's a machlekes if you can do it derech chilul or if it must be derech mekach. So the Gemara says, "My time to Rabbi Elazar. What is the reason Rabbi Elazar holds that it has to be derech mekach in the manner of a transaction of a sale?" So he says, "Dichsev," as it says, because it says in the pasuk, "Vishnasa yovel hazois v'goymer," in the year of this yovel v'samech lei, and juxtaposed to it, the next pasuk is v'chi simkaru memkar la'amisecha, when you will sell something to your friend, so then the sale has certain restrictions to it. That's what the Torah goes on to speak about. As a person doing business, and that when it comes to business, you're not allowed to misrepresent the value of the item. So what's the connection between the two psukim? So the Gemara darshins, derech mekach v'lo derech chilul, that the idea of a chesim keru is a mekach, is a sale, a mecher, mechira means to sell. And so the juxtaposition between the two psukim tells you that the way that Kedusha Shvius works is that the only way to be mechalal it is to sell it. Rabbi Yochanan, my taima, according to Rabbi Yochanan, what's his rationale? He allows even the manner of a chilul to work. It doesn't have to be derech mekach through a sale. Tichsev, as it says in the pasuk, ki yovel hi kodesh. It, that year is going to be a yovel year. It's going to be a holy year, a sanctified year. What is the connection? What do you mean holy? In what way? What do you mean? So he darshins ma kodesh, min derech mekach, min derech chilul. Just like in general, when we speak about kodesh, what do we mean? We mean something that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, something which is referred to as hekdesh. A person can donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, and once he donates it to the Beis HaMikdash, so it becomes kodesh, it becomes, has a status, it gains the status of hekdesh, and if a person uses it for personal use, he does an avera, that's called me'ilah. So that, what, now let's say a person did donate something to the Beis HaMikdash, and now either he wants it back, or he gives it to the Beis HaMikdash, and now the Beis HaMikdash says, well, what are we going to do with baseball? So they're going to sell it, and the value of the baseball, the money they get, is going to become hekdesh money. But by selling it, they're able to get the value of the baseball, and the money goes to the Beis HaMikdash. What about just doing a derech chilul? Can you go ahead and just be mechalal it by just exchanging the value for money or something else? The answer is yes. Ma kodesh ben derech mekach ben derech chilul, just when it comes to kodesh in general, you don't have to sell it. You can sell it if you want, but you can also do mechalel the kedusha. How shvius my derech mechas being derech chilul. So two shvius, a juxtaposition between the phrases, the hekesh between the phrases. Ki yovel he kodesh. Is that year is yovel? It is kodesh. It is holy. It's just like hekdesh. So just like when it comes to hekdesh, it's bain. Derech mechach bein derech chilul ashvius bein derech mechach bein derech chilul, whether it is the manner of a sale or whether it is the manner of chilul. Rabbi, okay, so now the Gemara says, okay, so now we understand where both of the opinions are coming from. We understand where Rabbi Elazar is coming from his psukim, the smichus of parshios, the juxtaposition between the psukim, and we also understand where Rabbi Yochanan is coming from. He has a hekesh between the words yovel and kodesh. So why did they pick their pasuk or their manner of learning and not the others? Rabbi Yochanan, hi, kisimkru memkar my avidle. Rabbi Yochanan, this pasuk kisimkru memkar, when a person will have to sell things, when he will be selling things, my avidle, what does he do with it? What's with the juxtaposition between that and shvius? Where he answers, maybe he, so the Rabbi Yochanan himself doesn't answer, but the Gemara is asking this on Rabbi Yochanan, so the Gemara answers for Rabbi Yochanan what he would say. He needs that juxtaposition to teach you something that we learn from Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina. The Sani, as we learn in Hebrew, Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina, Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina said, "Boy, Rabbi, come and see. Kama kasha avka shal shvius v'chulei. Come and see how difficult, how hard the avka. Avka means the avak. Avak means dust. The avak of shvius is." So in other words, there's something that we find in a few places in Chazal called the dust of something else. Probably you've heard of Avak Lashon Hara, that there are certain times when there will be an Isser, and the Isser itself is defined in a rather precise or specific way. But nonetheless, there are other things that are related to it, they're part of the general prohibition, but they may not be quite as severe. Sometimes you'll have an Isser that'll have a Lois Aseh, and then there'll be also an assay. So, for example, take a look at the second Taisvis over here. Taisvis Avka Shal Shvius, Ikar Iser Bavoidas Karka. The essential prohibition when it comes to Shvius is working the Karka, the land. Gugoin Harisha Uzriya. Like, for example, plowing and planting seeds. Avomasa Umaton. But to do business with the produce of Shvius, Eina Ela Asei Ba'alma, is only what's referred to as a general assay. Because we learn it out from the fact that the Torah says that the produce will be to you, for you, to eat it. What else would you do with it? The Torah means to say you're only allowed to eat it. There's certain things you're not allowed to do. So for example, you're not allowed to do business with it. So what's the point? The point that the Torah is trying to bring out here is that the prohibition of doing business with peros shvius is not explicit as a prohibition in the Torah, but rather we learn it out from the mitzvahs asay that you're supposed to eat it. There is a positive action that the Torah says that you're supposed to eat peros shvius. Well, of course you're going to eat them. What is the Torah trying to say? Meaning there are certain restrictions by implication. If I tell you that, listen, you're allowed to eat it, meaning eat it, but there are other things you're not allowed to do. So what are you not allowed to do? You're not allowed to do business. That's called a lavaba mechlal asay. That is a prohibition that's learned out from the implication of the asay. You can learn out a prohibition from the implication of what you're supposed to do. If the Torah says this is what you're supposed to do, then apparently you're not supposed to do other things. So the you're not supposed to do is the lo asay, don't do. But the Torah doesn't present it in a language of don't do it. The Torah presents it in a language of this is what you're supposed to do, implying there's certain things you're not allowed to do. So when the Torah says you're supposed to eat it, the implication is you're not allowed to do business with it. That's called a lav, you're not allowed to do business, habo, that comes about, mechlal asay, from the implication of the asay, which is that you're supposed to eat it. So that's, says Taisus, is what the Gemara means by avka shel shvius. It's the dust of shvius. It's not the essential prohibition of shvius. It's to a certain degree ancillary. It's still an inyan deraisa, but it's not a lav, it's an asid. So again, so the Gemara says that the reason for Rabbi Yochanan, the way he learns the pasuk, the connection between v'chi simkuru memkar and shvius, is the following. It's not even learning a brice. Come and learn how hard, how difficult the dust of shvius is, etc. Adam nois v'nois in peros shvius. If a person goes ahead and illegally he does business with the produce of shvius, l'soif, in the end, what's going to happen to him as a punishment? Moichres metalteleva eskelav. He'll end up having to sell his movable items and various other kelim of his things that he possesses, but all movable items. Shenemar, Bishnas Ayovel Azois, Tashuvu Ish El Achuz Asoi, that in this year of Yovel, everything goes back to its original owners. The Samech Lei, and it's juxtaposed to V'chi Simkru Memkar La'am Yisecha. That's what we're talking about, that the two psukim are connected to teach you that that if a person is supposed to follow all the rules of Yovel, and if he doesn't, V'chi Simkru Memkar La'am Yisecha, he'll end up having to sell things that he didn't want to sell. So that's how Rabbi Yochanan learns Rabbi Elazar's pasuk. It's not teaching you that you have to sell the produce in order to transfer the kedusha. Rather, the connection between selling things and shvius is actually to teach you the mita keneged mita punishment. That since you didn't relate to your stuff correctly, you were selling the produce of shvius that you weren't supposed to sell, you're going to end up having to sell things that you did not want to sell. So it teaches you a consequence, but it's not there to teach you the halacha of how to take away the kedusha. For Rabbi Elazar, and now we're going to put it in the opposite direction. What does Rabbi Elazar do with Rabbi Yochanan's limud, his pasuk, his hekesh? Rabbi Elazar, high crowd Rabbi Yochanan me'avid lei. What does Rabbi Elazar do with the pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan me'avid lei? What does he do with it? Mivay lei, he needs a lechidasanya for that we learn in another brisa. Ki yovel he kodesh, right? That's Rabbi Elazar's pasuk, that it's yovel. Yovel is kodesh, is holy. Ma kodesh toifes es damov. Just like kodesh grabs its value, av shvius toifes es damov, so too shvius grabs its money, its value. What is that supposed to mean? It means to say that when you go ahead and you take away the kedusha from it, so the kedusha then goes ahead and grabs on to the new thing that it's being exchanged for, purchased with, whatever the transfer of kedusha is. It means to say that you don't just remove the kedusha and then it's gone, but rather that it transfers to the next item. Take a look at Rashi. It is from the wide lines in Rashi, go up 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Rabshi, Dibra Masel, Kodesh, Toifes, Damav. Just like something which is Hektesh, it's Toifes, Damav, it grabs its value. Pedia Ksivabe, it speaks about redemption. Sheze Yoitziv is a Nechnas Tachtov. That this one goes out, meaning the Kedusha leaves one object, Vizeh Nechnas Tachtov, and this one enters in its place. Yoitzeh Hektesh L'chulin, so the Hektesh, the thing which was designated for Beis HaMikdash originally, now becomes what's referred to as Chulin. It is Chol, it is no longer sanctified, it's mundane. Echnas Nadamim Tachtav, and so the money that a person is exchanging it with, so that goes and becomes Kodesh in its place. Dehainu Pada, Hainu Nimkar, Dekol Mechira Yoitzeh Mekoicha Yishal Zeh, Uba Lazeh Vadamim Nechnasin L'Rshus HaMoicher. So that's just the same idea, that everything just gets it gets switched. But it doesn't mean that the Kedusha just vanishes into thin air. It means to say that it grabs on to the next item that it's being exchanged with. So again, let's go back to the Gemara. The Gemara asked, Rabbi Elazar, Hai Kra Rabbi Yochanan Me'avid Lei, what do you do with the Pasuk of Rabbi Yochanan? Mivay Leicha, the Sani needs it for that which we learn in a Braisa, Ki Yovel Hi Kodesh, that's Rabbi Yochanan's Limud. In other words, everyone agrees there's a comparison here between Shvius and Hekdesh. The question is, what's the comparison? So according to Rabbi Yochanan, the comparison is the way in which you redeem it. According to Rabbi Elazar, it also is dealing with an element of the redemption, of the switching of the Kedusha as opposed to a Mechira. But according to Rabbi Elazar, all it's telling you is that the exchange causes the item being exchanged to gain the Kedusha of the original object. Just like by Hekdesh, when you transfer the Kedusha from one thing to another, the new thing becomes Hekdesh. So too, when it comes to Peirush Shvius, the new thing becomes Kodesh. It gains all of these strictures of Peirush Shvius. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says, what the reason why they don't learn from the other one's limud. Now the Gemara says, we have a braisa that supports both of them, which indicates that it seems to be a machlokes tanoim about this particular issue. What's the particular issue? Whether or not you can simply redeem, be mechalel, the Shvius produce, or if it has to be the manner of a transaction of a mekach. Tanakavase Rabbi Elazar, Tanakavase Rabbi Yechan. We have a brisa kavase that supports that is like Rabbi Elazar. Betanya, we have a brisa kavase that is like Rabbi Yochanan. Tanakavase Rabbi Elazar. This for the following is a brisa that's like Rabbi Elazar. Here's the quote: Shvius teifenses es tameha. Shvius grabs on to the value, that it's being exchanged with, the money is being exchanged with. Shneimar ki yovel hi kodesh tiyeh lochem. That's what we just said a minute ago. That's what Rabbi Elazar does with Rabbi Yochanan's limud. Ma kodesh teifenses tamav v'aser. That's a little bit of a question of whether v'aser is supposed to be in the Gemara, if that's a correct text or not. But in any case, just like Kodesh grabs onto its money that's being exchanged with, and it is prohibited, the gains of the Kedusha, Av Shvius Tofes Tameh Basura, so too when it comes to Shvius, if you exchange, if you sell it for something, so then the money becomes Kodesh with Kedusha Shvius and Asura. Ima Kodesh Tofes Tameh V'yotu L'chulin, Av Shvius Tofes Tameh V'yotu L'chulin. So now the Gemara says, if, meaning perhaps, that will make the following connection. Ma Kodesh Tofes Tameh V'yotu L'chulin. You see those two new words, V'yotu L'chulin? It, maybe we should say the following. If we're really going to compare Shavias to Hekdesh, we should compare it all the way. Why? What's, I mean, what's halfway, what's all the way? Until now we're talking about that the comparison means that the sale that happens when someone buys something that's Hekdesh, the money becomes Hekdesh, and the item becomes Chulin. So maybe we should say the same thing here. It's not just that the money becomes Hekdesh, but it's that the Hekdesh becomes Chulin. And the Hekdesh that was sold now it does not have any Kedusha anymore. Same thing by Shvius. If you sell Peiros Shvius, so the original Peiros Shvius should be Chulin. They should not have the Kedusha Shvius. The entire Kedusha should transfer. So maybe that's true. Ima Kodesh Tovis Damov Yitzel Chulin. Maybe we should say, just like Kodesh, Hekdesh, Tovis Damov, it transfers the Kedusha onto the money. Yitzel Chulin. And the original Hekdesh becomes Chol, becomes mundane. It's not Hekdesh anymore. Perhaps we should say, Af Shvius Tefes Esistameha. When it comes to Shvius, not only does it make the money that it's sold for into Kodesh, Kedusha Shvius, but it should be Beyotis L'chulin. It should also become mundane. That the Peir Shvius should not become Peir Shvius. It should be no longer Peir Shvius. Talmud Leimer. That's what the Pasuk comes to teach us. Tiyeh. Bahava Yasid Tehei. Tiyeh is a quote. That it should be Tiyeh. If you have a fancy Gemara, Pasuk is Ki Yovel Hi Kodesh Tihiyeh Lachem. The Pasuk says Yotz Yovel, and it should be holy to you. So the Gemara darshins the word tihiyeh means behavayasa tehei, that it remains the way that it was. Tihiyeh, it shall be, meaning it shall be in its kedusha and it shall remain in its kedusha. Behavayasa tehei, just like it was tehei, it shall continue to be. Haketzad. So now this is a continuation of the brisa. The brisa says, how does this work? Give me a practical example. Lokach beperish shvius basar. If a person had his produce from shvius and he made a trade. He bought with his peiros shvius meat. Elu ve'elu misbarin b'shvius. Both of them have to be what's called misbarin when it comes to shvius. What's misbarin? So I don't remember when we spoke about this or not, but it means biur. Biur means that there's a certain point when the produce that we're dealing with is no longer available in the fields. The animals can't eat it in the fields. It is gone. It's been they've all fallen off the trees. They've been harvested. So then one is not allowed to keep it in the house. He has to do something as well. What does he have to do with it? So he passes, and he has to be mafgir it. So he has to go ahead and get in front of three people, and he has to say, this stuff is hefgir. Whoever wants it can take it. Then he himself can go ahead and take it, because now it's hefgir. But he has to actually be mafgir it. So the point is that there's what's called a shasa biur. There's a time when it's no longer available in the fields. And at that point, when this type of produce is no longer available in the fields, a person has to be mafkir, whatever he has in his house as well. So that applies to the peiros shvius. Not only does it apply to peiros shvius, it applies to anything that was purchased with peiros shvius. So that's the case. Lokach peiros shvius basar. If a person bought meat with his peiros shvius, eilu ve'elu misbarin b'shvius. Both of them have to have biur at the time that the original peiros are no longer available in the fields. So the meat that he now has in his house, he'll have to keep track of. And when it comes time for the Bshasa beer, if the meat is still around, then he's going to have to be mafgir that meat when the Perush Shvias that he bought it with is no longer available in the fields. So that's how the Brisa starts. Lokach Perush Shvias Basar, if he bought meat with his Perush Shvias, Elim Zarm Shvias, both of them are going to have beer, be made hefker, on Shvias. Lokach Bivasar Dagim, if that same meat, before the time of beer, he went ahead and he bought fish with it, Yata Basar V'Nichlas Dagim, so then the Basar actually becomes Chulin. It's not Kodesh anymore. V'Nichlas Dagim, but enters into Kedusha, the fish. Lokach V'Dagim Yayin, if he went ahead and bought with that fish, he bought wine. Yatsu dagim v'nichnas yayin. So the fish go out, meaning they don't have the kedusha anymore. V'nichnas and comes in yayin. The wine now has kedusha shvius. Look at v'yayin shemen. If he, with the wine he then bought oil, yatsu yayin v'nichnas shemen. The wine goes out and in comes the oil. Haketzat. How does it work? Acharon nichnas b'shvius. The later one, in other words, the last one, enters into Kedusha Shvias, Upriatsmai Aser, but the Pri itself, meaning the original Perush Shvias, always remains Aser. Okay, so that's a very long Brisa. But the point of the Gemara was that we have a Brisa that supports both opinions, and this is the Brisa that supports Rabbi Elazar. How does this Brisa support Rabbi Elazar? It's talking about the Kedusha remains on the original item, and it keeps transferring from the second item to the third to fourth, fifth, and it's only the last one that remains Aser. What does this have to do with Rabbi Elazar? Medikatani lakach lakach, from the fact that the every single step of the way, the Braisa says, he bought. He bought this with this, he bought this with this, he bought this with this. It doesn't say he just simply removed the Kedusha with Mechalalit. Every single step of the way, the Braisa says he purchased, he made a transaction. Al Maderech Mekach in Derechilo loy. So you see from this brisa that it's only through the manner of a transaction that the kedusha transfers from one thing to the next, and derechilo loy, but if it's the manner of chilul, it will not transfer from one thing to the next. It'll remain by the first one. You cannot remove the kedusha from the first item with the manner of chilul. So that's it's an implication from the brisa that it only utilizes a language of lokach lokach, and it could have used a language of chilul that would have been a bigger chiddush. And the Braisa refused to tell us a bigger chiddush because it's not true. Tanakh Vasid Rabbi Yochanan, and we have a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. What's the Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan? Echad Shvias ve'echad Meiser Sheni. Whether it's Shvias or whether it's Meiser Sheni. Now we didn't discuss Meiser Sheni, we were discussing Hekdesh. But Meiser Sheni is very similar. Meiser Sheni means that the person had, the farmer had produce that grew. And of course, he has to separate Truma and give the Truma to the Kohen. And he has to separate Meiser, Rishon, and give Meiser to the Levi. And then, on the first and second years of the cycle, and then the fourth and the fifth years of the cycle, so he has to give what's called separate Meiser Sheni. He has to take off another tenth. And that tenth he has to bring to Yerushalayim and eat it. Now, it gets a little complicated to bring to Yerushalayim. What if it's very hot? What if he has a lot of stuff? How long? Maybe he's not going to Yerushalayim right away. So what does he do? So no problem. He's allowed to take the Kedusha from his fruit, from the produce, the Meiser Sheni produce, and be mechalel the produce. That means remove its Kedusha and put the Kedusha onto money, onto coins. And then this is the Torah itself says, and then he takes those coins, he takes the money, brings it to Yerushalayim, when he gets to Yerushalayim, so then he uses the money to purchase food there, and the food that he purchases then gains the Kedusha of Meiser Sheni. He has to relate to it as if that was actual Meiser Sheni produce. So the Gemara says, that we have a Braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan, whether it's Shvias, whether it's Meiser Sheni, right, you see the similarity, that both of them have a certain Kedusha to them, and both of them, apparently you can transfer the Kedusha from one item to the next, but by Shvias we say that it doesn't make the Perush Shvias no longer Kodesh, the Perush Shvias always remains in its Kedusha. And Meiser Sheni, the Meiser original produce, does not remain with its Kedusha. The Kedusha completely transfers to the money. So the Braisa says, whether it is Shvias, whether it's Meiser Sheni, Mischalalin al Behema Chaya V'oif. At the end of the day, the Kedusha can be placed from either Shvias or Meiser Sheni onto animals, whether they are land animals, whether they are birds, flying animals, Ben Chayin Ben Shchutin, whether they are chayin, chay, alive, or shchutin, or shachted, dead. Divrei Rebbe Meir, that's the opinion of Rebbe Meir, that when a person has his Meiser Sheni, he can go ahead and use his money to purchase animals. It can be live animals or shechted animals. It doesn't have to be shechted animals. It could even be living animals. Remember, the whole point of it is for him to be able to eat it in Yerushalayim. So why would he be transferring the kedusha onto a live animal? Well, maybe he wants to have a live animal and shechted when he gets to Yerushalayim. No problem. But ultimately, he's going to eat it in Yerushalayim. That's what he has to do with it. No, you're not allowed on shchutin. If it's shechted, then you're allowed to be machalel the meiser sheni coins. But certainly on a living animal, ein mischalin, you cannot remove the kedusha. You cannot take those coins and buy a living animal with meiser sheni money, nor with perus shvius money. Why not? Gzeira. It's gzeira midirabbanan. What are we afraid of? Shema, perhaps less. What we don't want him to do is yigdal mehena darim, that he'll raise from that money or from those animals adarim flux. What's the Gemara saying? The Chacham had a concern that a person is going to go ahead and he'll use either the money from Shvius or the money from the Meister Sheni to purchase live animals. And once he has living animals, he's not going to take them to Yerushalayim right away and shech them. He's going to raise flocks from them, and then he's going to delay what he needs to do, and it's going to cause all kinds of problems. Amar Rava Machlekes Bazicharim. This is just to finish off the explanation of the Braisa. The point for our purposes is that you see that everything is talking about Chilul. That this braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan is mischalalin al behema chayavoy. If it clearly is talking about chilul, it's not talking about a mekach. It doesn't say he bought anything. It says mischalalin al behema chayavoy. So isn't it obvious that it's talking about chilul? But to finish the topic, so Rava says machlokes bazchar. It's machlokes between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about what you're allowed to be to redeem the shvius money or the meiser sheni money on. Whether it can be living animals or it has to be shechted animals, that's only a machlokas when it comes to buying live males. The only time Rabbi Meir is willing to say that you're allowed to buy a live animal is if the animal is a male. But if it's a female, then everyone agrees if it's a female animal, no way. You cannot buy a female, live female animal with either money from Shvius or money from Meiser Sheni. What's the reason for that? So again, just read inside. Because we're afraid from the females, that person is going to produce flocks. But from the males, we're not so concerned. That we assume that since they're not used for having babies, that's not going to be an issue. Okay, so that's the end of that. But the point is that here you have a braisa that supports Rabbi Elazar and a braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan. The braisa that supports Rabbi Elazar is the first braisa that says, lakach, 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 seemingly implying that you have to have a sale if you want to transfer the Kedusha from the Shvius to something else. And then you have the braisa that supports Rabbi Yochanan saying that's machlokas in Rabbi Meir and Chachamim over what you can redeem it on. But for our purposes, it doesn't make a difference. The point is that Brisa says that it is mischalalin. You know, it doesn't have to be a sale. It's enough to just go ahead and do derech chilul. Amar Rav Ashi. So Rav Ashi chimes in and says, machlekes b'pri rishon. This machlekes in Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Yochanan on whether or not you can do derech chilul for Shvius, that's only a machlokes in the pri rishon, in the original Shvius peros, in the original produce of Shvius. But once it's already been redeemed or exchanged, the kedusha is transferred once. But pre-sheni, if it's the second item, then everyone agrees either way of transferring the kedusha works at that point. So that's Rav Ashi's claim that this machlokas that we saw is only a machlokas on the original perush shvius, because once it's been transferred once, so then you can even remove the kedusha with chilul according to everyone. That's Rav Ashi's claim. Gemara asks a kasha, Rav Ashi, are you so sure about that? V'hadi katani, lakach, lakach. Remember the whole braisa that we said supports Rabbi Elazar? It says lakach, 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 lakach. And it has a whole bunch of cases where he bought this and then bought this and bought this and bought this. But according to you, it shouldn't say that. It should say lakach, or chilel, or go back and forth, teach us a bigger chiddush. He doesn't have to sell it the entire time. So it's sound. That was our whole implication from that brayse, that it has to be derech mekach. It can't be derech chil. Otherwise, why didn't he give an example? Derech chil had plenty of opportunities. So the Gemara answers for Rav Ashi, I tana reisha lakach, then let me save a lakach. That's not a good proof, because simply because it has to start talking about a mekach, because since the case that the brayse gives is when you start with the original peirush shviyas, so the original peirush shviyas, so that's Rabbi Elazar Shita, that you have to go ahead and sell it the first time. Only after that does he admit that you can even do derech chilul. And since it started with a mekach, so it just remains consistent, that's what brayses do, that's what mishnayos do, they just keep things simple, and it's just using a methodology of transaction, because that's how it had to start. Eisive Ravina le Rav Ashi. So Ravina asked Akasha and Rav Ashi. We have a brayse that says the following. If a person has a sela, that's a shvias sela. In other words, he had a sela as a type of coin, and he had some pair of shvias, and he went ahead, and however it happened, assumingly, well, however it happened, maybe this is a machlekes, but all we know is that the case begins with a sela that has kedusha shvias. Either it was used as a, with derech chilul, if that's possible, or the way that it got onto the coin was from a sale. Either way, we're starting off with a coin, a sela, that has kedushas shvias. Okay, so what's the problem? The guy has a coin in his pocket, it's a sela of shvias. A bikish lekach b'chaluk. And he wants to buy with it a chaluk, a shirt, a piece of clothing. So what's the problem? The problem is he doesn't want the clothes to have kedushas shvias. He wants to be able to wear the clothes. He doesn't want them to have any kedusha. So the question is, what can he do now, since the only coin he has available, the only money he has, is shvias money? How can he buy his new suit, and the suit not have kedusha shvias? Kate said yes. How should he do it that it shouldn't be a problem? He goes to a store owner that he is accustomed to next to him, meaning he goes to him all the time, he's his friend. Rashi says, because he'll fulfill his request, which you'll see in a minute, that no one's going to lose out too much, but the chenvani is going to end up in this case with the kedusha shvias, as we'll see. So not every store owner, chenvani is a store owner, not every store owner is going to want to do this for you. So it's a chenvani haragil etzlai, it's your friendly neighborhood store owner, bodega guy, makolet guy. He says to him, Tein libas ala peiris. I would like to purchase some fruit with this sela, which of course is a shvias sela. And so the store owner sells it to him. So now what has the kedusha now? So the money is now chulin, right? The money is no longer has kedusha shvias. Now the kedusha shvias goes to the payros, to the fruit. Okay? So the farmer has now fruit that has kedusha shvias. And the store owner has a coin that's chulin. But the problem is the farmer needs a new suit. So the farmer says back to the store owner, Harry Paris, you know what? I'd like to give you this fruit as a gift. And the store owner says back to the farmer, you know what? I'll give you this coin as a gift. And then the farmer can go ahead and purchase with that coin whatever he wants. So what's the end of the day? That the store owner ends up with these peiros shvias. He didn't lose any money, but the peiros he began with that were chulin now have kedusha shvias, and the store owner is going to have to treat and relate to these fruits with all of the kedushas shvias that they did not nest, that they did not originally have. Okay, what's the point? The pri sheinihu. Now this is a pri sheini, right? The fruit, the money, the sela, obviously didn't grow from the ground. Right? Money doesn't grow from the trees. At least that's what my parents keep telling me, and so do yours. So obviously the sela didn't grow from a tree, so that's a pre-shani. It already has its kedusha that's been exchanged and it's been put onto it. So the fella, the farmer that walked into the store, has what's called a pre-shani. So why does he have to go to a store owner and play all this shtick where it's been given to him as a gift and it's not an exchange for the peiros, it's not a purchase, and therefore the kedusha remains on the fruit and doesn't transfer to the coin. What do we have to go to all of this for? I've got a much simpler idea. Just take something else at home and exchange the kedusha. Do what's called chilul. Why do we need two people in a transaction to do all of this? The guy needs a suit. All he has is a sela. Go to your yard, go to something else, and transfer the Kedusha from the coins to something else. Do it by yourself. Do it derech chilul. What do we have to go to a chenvani for? So obviously the answer is that it has to be in the manner of a transaction. It has to be derech mekach. But wait a minute, but we're talking about a pre-sheni. We're talking about money, not the original peros. So why in the world, whoever said that the only way to transfer the Kedusha on a secondary item was through a sale? Rav Ashi said it's not true. Rav Ashi said the machlokes, that Rabbi Elazar insists the only way to take the Kedusha from one thing to the next is the original peros shvias. But secondary peros, then you can do whatever you want, even their chilul. Ha ha! So that's not true. This brisa clearly says that's not true. Because the brisa says that you have a secondary thing, you have money, and that you have to, the only way to get the Kedusha off of it is derech mekach. So again, inside the Gemara says, well, ha ha ha, but here in our case, the pre-sheni, who were the sella, the coin, is a pre-sheni, is a secondary item. And clearly the Braisa says, only in the manner of a sale will it transfer, and in the manner of a chilul, it will not. So isn't that a bam kasha on Rav Ashi? Ella, I'm Rav Ashi, Gemara says, you're right. Ella, what Rav Ashi really said was, machlekes be pre-sheni. The machlekes about whether or not you can use derech chilul is only on a pre-sheni. But pre-avob, a pre-rishon, divrei kol derech mekach in derech chiluloi. That everyone agrees when it comes to the pre-rishon, divrei hakol, everyone agrees, derech mekach in, the manner of a sale, yes, derech chiluloi, the manner of chilul, no. So this is a restructuring of the machlokes. But the truth is, it all goes back to what we said, I think, on the first recording. That if you read carefully the words of the Machlokes, so it says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Ein Shvias Mischaleles, Ela Derech Mekach, Riechna Amar Bein Derech Mekach, Bein Derech Chulul. So when they say, this on Mem Amid Beis, when they say, Ein Shvias Mischaleles, what do you mean Mischaleles? We shouldn't have used the word Mischaleles, because Mischaleles means it becomes Chalol, it becomes Chilul, it becomes mundane, it loses its Kedusha. The only thing that ever loses its Kedusha is a Prishani. So if they're talking about a pre-sheni, and they're arguing over derech mekach or derech chilul, so okay, that makes a lot of sense. But that would mean that everyone agrees that when it comes to the original pre, it's only derech mekach, not derech chilul. Everyone would agree to that. They're only arguing over when shvias would actually be mischaleles. Okay, so back in the Gemara says, so that's what Rashi really meant to say, everyone agrees the original item that grew from the ground, that are peros shvias, yeah, if you want to take the Kedusha from that and put it on something else, it only works via a sale. The original Peres will remain with their Kedusha, but the Kedusha will now transfer as well. So if you buy Peres Shvias, then the money gains Kedusha Shvias. But when it comes to secondary items, that money that now is Kedusha Shvias, then you can even take the Kedusha away through Chilul, according to Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Elazar, nope, only works through a sale. The machlok is only over the money, the fish, the meat, secondary items. So again, let's read it inside. Elam Rav Ashi, rather what Rav Ashi said was, machlok is pre-sheni, the machlok is only over the secondary item. But pre-rishon divrei hakol, derech mekach in, derech chiluloi, with the original thing that grew from the ground, everyone agrees it only transfers or it only gains Kedusha through a sale and not in the manner of chilul. It doesn't work at all. Wait a minute. The braisa that we quoted as a support for Rabbi Yochanan on the bottom of Mem Amud Beis, it said that shvias and maaser sheni are the same. My shvius, demei shvius. Again, let's just go through one more time. On the bottom of my base, it said that they're the same. Mischalalin al behema chaya va'oif. And that was talking about clearly a derech chilul, not mekach at all. V'hadi katani echad shvius echad ma'is sheni. So what's the kasha? The Gemara assumes that we're talking about the original peros, because it said Tanakh Vasar Yechanan Echad Shvias Echad Ma'aser Sheni Mischalalin Al Behema Chayav Oif, that the Shvias and the Ma'aser Sheni you can transfer as kedusha, And it doesn't make a difference if it's an animal, living or dead, and then there was a machlokes over a live animal between a remeir and a chachamim. But the point is, you can be mechala onto these types of things. Aren't we talking about the original perushvias? The original perushvias, you can be mechalel onto other things. It doesn't say derech mekach. So Gemara says, my shvias, what does it mean when it says shvias? Demei shvias. It means the money that had already been transferred, that had already gained Kedushas Shvias. Who says it's talking about that? Why do you say that? Maybe it's talking about the original pair of Shvias. And then you can even be Mechala there. Or answer, you can't say that, Pshat. You can't say that this Braisa was talking about the original pair. Why not? Because if you don't say that it's referring to the money that has Kedushas Shvias, Maiser Mamish? You're going to say that Meiser also means Meiser, actual produce of Meiser Sheni? The Haksiv. But the Pasuk says, V'tzarta kesef biyadecha, that you have to bind the money to your hand and take it to Yerushalayim and buy things there. So what do you mean? So you can go ahead and take the Meiser Sheni and use it to transfer onto animals? You can't do that. By Meiser Sheni, you have to transfer the Kedusha from the Meiser Sheni to coins. That's how you redeem the Meiser Sheni onto coins. It's out of the kesef biyadcha, and then you have to bind the money to your hand, so to speak, and you take it to Yerushalayim, and with the money, you can buy other things when you get to Yerushalayim. So obviously, the Meiser Sheni case is for sure talking about money, even though it uses the words Meiser Sheni. It doesn't mean the actual produce, it means the money. Eledemei Meiser, it means the value, the money that was exchanged for the Meiser. Hachanami, here too, when it says Shvias, it doesn't mean actual Shvias, it means Demei Shvias, the value, it doesn't mean the actual pair of Shvias themselves. So that's not a kasha on this version of Rav Ashi. So at the end of the day, comes out that Rav Ashi is saying the Machlokas here is only over secondary items. That when this Machlokas, Rav Elazar, Rav Yochanan, everyone agrees, that when you have original Perush Shvias, so if a person tries to be Mechalal, a Perush Shvias, and say, oh, I'm taking the Kedusha onto this, even though we know the original Perush will always remain with the Kedusha, the new item that he tried to transfer the Kedusha to does not gain Kedusha Shvias. But if a person buys Perush Shvias, so then the money that he uses to buy the Perush Shvias, so that does become Kadosh, according to everyone, because that's how it works. Derech Mekach, the Kedusha doesn't exactly transfer, but the money gains Kedusha Shvias. But what happens if you have money that had Kedusha Shvias? What do you do with that? What happens with that? So then there's a machlokes. According to Rabbi Elazar, the only way to transfer the Kedusha will be if that money was used for another sale, another type of transaction. But if a person wants to be mechalel that money in Trent and take the Kiddush away from onto something else, it doesn't work, says Rabbi Elazar. It has to be Derech Mekach. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, no, sale would work. But you could also do Derech Chilul. You can also do, just like you would to Meiser Sheni and other things, and Hekdesh, you could transfer the Kiddusha from the coin to anything else simply by transfer between you and yourself. It doesn't have to be using a transaction with any other person. So the case that we said with the Chenvani, so why does he have to go to a chenvani and go ahead and go through all of this? What's the answer to that? So you have to say that's part of this machlokes tanoim, that's only in the opinion of Rabbi Elazar. Following, that's how it's Rabbi Elazar's Tana that he's coming from. But in a Hanami, that would seem to be a machlokes tanoim. There would be others that would say he could do it, even Beino Levin Atzmo. He could even go ahead and do Chilul if he wanted to buy a suit with the money from Shvias.